Okay, so this is our second shiur on the topic of Kavod HaBriyos. We opened up, or our opening shiur of the topic was discussing the two values of Chilul Hashem and Kavod HaBriyos. Again, we discussed each one individually and then discussed the nature of the clash between them. Not really for the rest of the sugya. It's interesting, this is one of those types of sugyas where most of the focus is not on the rule, but on the exceptions. So the rest of our shiurim on this topic are going to be focused on each of the exceptions to the rule. Right? The rule is that Chilul Hashem generally overrides Kavod HaBriyos. Right? Kavod HaBriyos loses out to Chilul Hashem. But the rest of the Gemara basically spends its time mentioning various exceptions to that rule. So the first exception we're going to discuss tonight is the very important exception of Mitzvah Derabanan. And that is, although Kavod HaBriyos loses out to the Chilul Hashem of Mitzvot D'Oraisa, we're going to see that Kavod HaBriyos is able to beat out the Chilul Hashem associated with Mitzvot D'Rabbanan. So let's, before analyzing the nature of this exception, the reason behind this exception, let's first see the Gemaros, or see the Gemara which mentions this exception. So right after the Gemara mentions the klal about Chilul Hashem beating out Kavod HaBriyos, in the case of Kalayim Bishuk, the Gemara then is going to, right now, have basically three different kashas, three different mesves, where we seem to see Kavod HaBriyos beating out Chilul Hashem, and in each case, the Gemara is going to say, no, that case is different, is because it is only Drabanan. So let's go through the Gemaras pretty quickly, and then we're going to reference some other Gemaras which also have this exception. Let's have Yoni, would you mind? Yeah. Starting with the mesve, Kavod HaSames.
Yeah.
It's the last word in line is Mesve. It's like you should follow him, right? If the Avil picks the Torah path, then of course you should follow him in the Torah path. The Chiddush is the next line. Sounds like even if they're Kohanim in the entourage, right? Even if they're Kohanim who are part of the group, still they're seemingly, it sounds like they're going to be Mechalo, going to be Mevatel, the Issur D'Oraisa of Tuma for Kohen. Mishum Kvodo for the Kavod of who? The Avil, seemingly. There are different ways.
There are
different Rishonim in terms of how to learn the details of this Gemara. We're not going to get into right now. But either way, for either the Kavod of the Avil or the Kavod of the Mace, the Pasha is the Kavod of the Avil. It sounds like a Kohen because the Kavod of Brios of the Avil is going to be violate the Isra Dereis. So the Gemara is going to say, he's going to ask the Kasha. It's going to be against the Klal that it established originally. What's the kasha?
General rule. Didn't you give us before, Yehuda, there's a general klal of there's no chachma against Hashem.
Which is that what? The Chilul Hashem.
Chilul Hashem is docha Kavod HaBriyos.
Exactly. So why here do you find the opposite? The Kavod HaBriyos is being docha Chilul Hashem. Gemara answers.
We're talking about this field that had
a cavern
which is only Derabanan.
The Beis HaPras Derabanan. Exactly. It's only Beis HaPras Derabanan. It's only a suffix whether there's going to be some bones there which are of the shear to be metame. And the Gemara is just going to bring a couple of members associated with the base of prostate or banan. But just through blowing, a raya that's only Rabbanan is the fact that we rely on this kula of a person is able to walk in the Beis HaPras as long as they are able to just blow the dirt and, which is a way of being bodek to see that there are no bones there. Obviously, it's a kula because obviously it's not foolproof, but because only Rabbanan, we allow it.
Exactly.
So another kula associated with Beis HaPras, if it was only Derabanan, is the fact that it was completely trampled by people. We're going to assume that there are no atzamos, which are of shear to be metame, and therefore we're going to rely. So in short, the Gemara's question is, don't you see the Kavod HaBriyos as being being doche and iser tumadon, right? So the answer is, it's only derabanan. And the assumption of the Gemara is that while Kavod Brios loses out to Chil Hashem de Oraisa, Kavod Brios is going to be doche, is going to trump an iser derabanan. That's going to be the assumption the Gemara is going to have, and we're going to have to analyze it in just a moment. But that's right, number one. To this idea that Kavod Brios beats out a din derabanan. Shmuel, would you mind reading the next Tashma? Tashma, first word in line is Tashma.
Tashma la ma via la ba sa do ko den gi ma inu al gabe al ono shubatim kat ma chisael vilo kat ma chisael.
So what's the case? We allow a person to
walk, to run over
the coffins,
yeah.
Or no, it's right, to greet who? So what's that din? Exactly, which is part of Kavod HaBriyos. It sounds like because of the value of Kavod HaBriyos, we allow a person to walk over Aronot. Yeah. Right, so not only to greet Jewish kings, but even non-Jewish kings, because it'll, you know, in the end of things, it'll enable you to appreciate, you know, Machos Yisrael, and it sounds like it's all part of this value of Kavod HaBriyos. The Gemara asks, what? Well, the Gemara is saying, oh, it sounds like for Kavod HaBriyos, an example of which is Kavod Malachim, we allow you to be Docha, sounds like an Isra D'Oraisa. Let's say Cohen is going to be Metame Mace because of this. Right, whatever the Gemara asks, Amai. Right, what does that mean? I thought we said Kavod HaBriyos loses out to Chil Hashem D'Oraisa. Answer is, what if there's a chalal tefach, if there's a right airspace of a tefach, so then it's chotzeitz, right? The tumah does not go above it. Therefore, and the tumah only rises if there's no airspace of a tefach. Or never say verov. Right, so really, midoraisa, you can rely on the rove, which says midoraisa is no problem for a kohen, right, to step over these aronos, because we assume that it's chotzeitz, it's not going to be a problem of tumah. And it's only the midrabanan a problem because we were goes there for the miut, for the right. There's certain aronos which lack that airspace. And just last line. Because of the fact that Kavod Malachim, which were the Gemara, to Yoni's point, which the Gemara is assuming Kavod Malachim and Kavod HaBriyos are really the same value, Lo Gazer Bar Rabbanan, the Kavod HaBriyos is going to be Doche, the Isvid Rabbanan. Yeah.
Can't you say there's a competing value of Kavod HaBriyos for Kavod Mate that you wouldn't step on there? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what Shmuel asked as well. You're asking that's tough. So you're asking, forget the Isser of Tumah LeKohen. It's a Bizayon of the Mace. Is that what you're asking?
What does it mean to step on the Aronos? It means step on the ground where the coffin
is? It sounds like
she says, Aron.
Yeah, it seems even if like there's an Aron.
That means like skipping.
Yeah, it's skipping, going from Aron to Aron. I guess it's the fastest way to.
Lot full of Aronos?
It sounds like
it seems like you're jumping on them.
So you're basically so the way Rashi describes it is like you're jumping on
you're playing like hopscotch,
exactly, over the Aronos. So basically Nadab's saying, like, just look at that picture, it doesn't sound like Bizayon HaMeis. So it sounds like because it's a little morbid, because you're not jumping on the dead body itself, you're just on the Aron, it sounds like it's not a problem on Bizayon HaMeis. I'm not sure why not, but that seems to be the assumption. The assumption is because you're on top of the Aron, it doesn't seem to be a problem.
And are we assuming that there's a path and
I guess this is the fastest way to, the motorcade is like passing by, you're going to miss it. I mean, somehow the fastest way to get there from point A to B is to do the hopscotch over the Aronos. That's just the Matthias. It's a little hard to, picture, but that seems to be the case here. But in the end of the day, for our purposes, right, the Gemara is basically saying that, no, don't worry, what's coming up against Kavod HaBriyos is only an Isra D'Rabbanan, and again, we see that Kavod HaBriyos beats out an Isra D'Rabbanan.
I can see the Kavod HaBriyos.
What?
Melachim.
Yeah, that's part of, yeah, it sounds like part of.
Thank you, Bria.
That's different because it's called Kabbalah.
Well, the Gemara doesn't say that, though.
That's
No, the Gemara is just grouping it. We shouldn't quote. I mean, the Gemara seems to be assuming that Kabbalah. But just like by all. I mean, it's the same. Kavod Malachim is the same thing as all Kavod Abrios, which says that they beat out, that they trump an Issur Derabanan. I mean, the Gemara is assuming that Kavod Malachim and Kavod Abrios are really the same idea.
Why? I don't need to say that.
Why would it bring it as a riot? It's covered with a person. A melech is a type of person.
Any person has a level of...
Exactly. 100%. Exactly. Just like by Hashavas Aveda, Zaken Vein Olafik Tvodo. Each person has their own... Meaning, it's not a stam kavod to greet a regular person in the street, but for the melechim, that's the kavod of brios, is just to greet them.
Saying the point of Melchut
Yisrael and Adam. No, because this is an example, meaning, but only by a melech is greeting considered kavod of brios. For me to run over Aronos to see a random person, that's not kavod abrios. Exactly, right? Each person has their own level of kavod. But at the end of the day, it's clear from the Shach Vatara, there's an example of kavod abrios. And now the third raya, which perhaps is going to be, the most important one from the perspective of the Lashonos, of the Gemara. Mordechai, would you mind reading the last Tashma? By Tashma gadol kavod abrios. So it sounds explicit. What does the Brisa seem to say?
Exactly.
It sounds like Kavod Abrios is such a great value that it's Zocha every Lo Sase. And the Gemara is going to ask. Right? That goes against the Klal. Klal before it said the Chil Hashem of Yisrum Doraisa beat out Kavod Abrios. What's the Gemara saying? What's the Brisa saying? The Gemara answers. We're not talking about every Isser Doraisa. We're only talking about the lav of what? Of Lo Sasser. That's what Gemara's going to say. Exactly. Lo Sasser is Doraisa like every other six of the 612 mitzvahs. So that's the Mesushmas, right? Don't mock someone who's a person of stature. Even very important. Even if if your initial understanding of what they're saying seems like doesn't make sense, seems like what they're saying doesn't make sense. You respect the person and you assume that there is wisdom behind it, and you're the one who don't understand what they're saying.
It's like, where's your kavod abrios?
What?
It's like Shabbat kavod abrios.
Nice. I like that. So what is he really saying? Says Rav Kahana. So what's the subject? What's being, when the Brisa says a gadol kavod abrios, it's doche. What is it being doche? Yisrim derabanan. And why is it referenced as Lo Sasser? Because
Lo Sasser is what derabanan
are. Exactly. Mishum kvodo shel rabanan. And yet again, we have this klal that a yisrim derabanan is going to be nitcha in front of kavod abrios. So here you have, again, it took us a while, but it's a long shot of time. But here you have the first three questions that the Gemara asks are basically answered by saying the first exception to the klal is that while kavod abrios loses out to the chil Hashem of mitzvos de oraisa, kavod abrios beats out mitzvos derabanan. So that's the first category of exception, which is the first three examples. Yeah.
Tosfos Harosh says that when it means they were jumping from arm to arm, it means they were just jumping on top of the maros.
Interesting. That's considered like the arm. Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Thank you. So just quickly, two other Gemaras, before we analyze, two other Gemaras which have this idea that kavod abrios beats out an Issur derabanan. They're actually quoted here in Rashi, Dirmasul Kol Mili Derabanan. Again, The first Gemara that mentions this idea of Kavod HaBriyos beating out Yisroel Drabanan, the Tower Gemara, the three cases we just read. And the next Gemara is Shabbos Pei Aleph on a base, right? This is the Gemara, it's a famous Gemara in Shabbos Pei Aleph on a base, which basically says that if you, right, for lack of better terminology, right, if a person needs toilet paper, right, to go to the bathroom, and the only thing at his disposal are rocks, generally, what's the problem with rocks on Shabbos? Other muksa. Generally, rocks are muksa. What? Exactly. Generally, rocks are muksa midrabanan. So the Gemara says, but mishum kavod HaBriyos, if you're stuck, you have no other option, the Rabbanan allowed you to violate the isra muksa midrabanan in order to fulfill this value of kavod HaBriyos. So again, that Gemara in Shabbos, Pe'al from these, is the second Gemara which has this very important principle that kavod HaBriyos beats out an isra midrabanan muksa.
Just because Rabbanan let you.
Okay, we're going to get back to that in a second. We're going to get back to that formulation in a second that Rashi seems to focus on. We're going to see others don't seem to focus on that. We'll get back to that in just a moment. And then the third Gemara, which is very important, we'll probably read this. It's a little complicated. Shach Vatari there. I'll probably have you read it a little later on in the sugya. But the Gemara Menachos Tafla Merches Amenalef that Rashi also quotes. In short, basically the Gemara is talking about a case in Menachos where a person is in a Carmelis, right, is a not Rishus or Rabban Deraisa, but Derabanan, and one of his tzitzis, one of his four tzitzis strings fall off, and therefore the beged that he's wearing is no longer considered a beged shel mitzvah. It's considered, and it's not a beged because he doesn't wear it for the purpose of being a beged. So therefore, it turns into a masoi. Ends up being that if you continue wearing that, you know, that beged, which is no longer fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, that's considered as if you're carrying. So the halacha in that Gemara basically says is that because the carrying is only in a karmelis and it's only an iser hotza midrabanan, we allow you to keep it on, and we don't make you take it off, because taking it off would be a problem of what? Kavod HaBriyos. And mishum kavod HaBriyos, we allow you to violate the iser derabanan of hotza the karmelis.
Where is this one?
This is the Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, quoted by Rashi.
We'll get to the... Can a person be milchah on his kavod?
What?
Can a person be milchah on his kavod and take it off anyway?
Presumably, yeah. And the idea of kavod HaBriyos is that you have the heter.
Yeah, that'd be the right thing to do. Right?
But you don't have to. Exactly.
So if he's not using it as a beged, why is it not kavod to take it off? It's not his beged. He's still walking without tzitzis.
Oh, so you're saying if. Okay, good kasha. You're saying if he has other begadim, that's not kavod HaBriyos. That's his only beged, then it's also functioning as a beged?
Yeah.
That's a good kasha.
You could be carrying the tzitzis. The other tzitzis could be considered. Would it be considered carrying?
Oh, maybe because of the other tzitzis on it? Could be that's maybe that's the reason. Because other tzitzis.
Maybe the three
other tzitzis strings. When we get back to the Gemara, maybe we'll look into that.
Wearing a beged of four corners.
That's the other question I thought he was going to ask. We'll get to all these cases when we get back to the Gemara Menachos. But in short, just for now, again, we'll get back to it. So again, the three Gemaras that just for now, right? One exception at a time, right? So the three Gemaras which establish this very important exception that Kavod HaBriyos beats out a mitzvah derabanan. Again, is the three cases. The first three cases quoted in our Gemara, Brachos Yutesan Beis. You have the Gemara in Shabbos, Pe'alav on Beis, where Kavod HaBriyos is Docha, the Isra, Derabanan on Muksa. And then you have the Gemara in Menachos, Taf Lamed Ches, where the Kavod HaBriyos is Docha, the Isra Hotza, Midrabanan. Fine. So it's established in many Gemaros, this principle of Kavod HaBriyos being Docha and Isra Derabanan. Now that it's on the books, now we have to understand what's the reason for this exception. Why is it that Kavod HaBriyos, if Kavod HaBriyos is not Docha and Isra D'oraisa, so why is it Docha and Isra D'rabanan? What's the difference between a D'oraisa and a D'rabanan? So we're going to present here two general approaches. The first approach we're going to discuss tonight. The second approach, getting back to Rashi, we're going to get back to tomorrow night. So the first approach, if I were to ask you off the bat, Aryeh, if I were to ask you, right, before you learned any Mikoros, and I ask you, if Kavod HaBriyos loses to a mitzvah d'oraisa, why would it beat out a mitzvah d'rabanan? What would you say? Exactly. So the first approach, the more intuitive approach, is to say, because Yisurim d'rabanan are on a lower level, are less chamor than Yisurim d'oraisa, the mitzvahs d'oraisa. And you would say, you have a hierarchy. Whenever there's a clash of values, you have to figure out what's the most important value, what's the least important value, what's in the middle, what exactly is the hierarchy, how do we assess each of these values? So the first approach is going to say that you have a hierarchy. The top of the hierarchy, the most valuable, the highest value, is mitzvos de'oraisa. Then comes the value de'oraisa, we said in the first year, the de'oraisa value of kavod habrios. So again, number one is mitzvos de'oraisa. Number two is kavod habrios. And then number three is mitzvos de'rabbanan. So then you explain everything. So level number one, mitzvos de'oraisa, beat out level two, kavod habrios. But level two, kavod habrios, is going to beat out level three of mitzvos de'rabbanan. And that's the simplest way of understanding why it is that kavod habrios loses to mitzvos de'oraisa, but beats out mitzvos de'rabbanan. It's simply because mitzvos de'rabbanan are less chamor than mitzvos de'oraisa. And the hierarchy, level one is mitzvos de'oraisa, level two is kavod habrios, and level three is mitzvos de'rabbanan. And the...
What is
de'oraisa? Yeah, as we discussed, that we proved this in the first year. Right, there are mikoros de'oraisa for it, both from the exception to Hashavas Aveda and for the mitzvah de'oraisa of Meis Mitzvah. Right, there's the psukim, right? It's that Meis Mitzvah, the Gemara Megillah says, is a din of... The basis of the din of Meis, of the mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah is the din of kavod habrios.
That's because the Torah said.
Exactly. Right? So the mitzvah of kavod, Meis Mitzvah establishes kavod habrios as da'oraisa. And the Shavas Aveda, the Torah says, is an exception. That mitzvah of da'oraisa, Shavas Aveda, doesn't apply when it comes up against kavod habrios. You see, in the Torah itself, discussing this value of kavod habrios. Okay? Right. So the one Rishon who seems to formulate this idea, right, this intuitive idea, that the reason why kavod habrios beats out mitzvos derabanan is because kavod habrios is a greater value, right, it's a greater, more important value than mitzvos derabanan, is the Rashba. Right, in one simple line, right, the Rashba playing off the Lashon of the Braisa, when he explains why it is, right, I think the Rashba is commenting on the first memo, which says, oh, the kavod habrios loses to kalayim de'oraisa. But the Rashba says, when it comes to Kalayim Derabanan, then... Anybody have the Rashba? Very important, right, Lashon. It's one very key word. This is Rashba in your Testament base. Dear Maskel Poshtan. It's like a one-liner. Shmuel, you have it?
Yeah.
For it? Exactly. Right, so gadol, again, a play on the Lashon of the Brisa, which is gadol kavod habrios shedoches lo sa'aseh b'torah, which the Gemara of the Maskana is referring to drabanans. So again, this idea of gadol, when you say Yosef, what's the simple translation of gadol? Bigger or greater than. Right? So when the Rashba says that the reason why kavod habrios is doche and issur drabanan is because kavod habrios is a greater value than the issur drabanan, it sounds like it's like what we're saying now. That the value of kavod habrios is greater than the value of mitzvahs drabanan, and therefore kavod habrios is doche and issur drabanan. So again, like we were saying before, although mitzvahs d'oraisa are not nitche because those are a greater value than kavod habrios is a greater value than mitzvahs d'rabanan, and therefore kavod habrios is going to be docha mitzvahs d'rabanan. So again, this Rashba's formulation of gadol, right, focusing that the kavod habrios is a greater value, it sounds like this idea that the reason why kavod habrios beats out mitzvahs d'rabanan is because kavod habrios is a greater value than the value of d'rabanan.
The simple way...
One second, Ari.
Is it that kavod habrios is a greater value, or is it just because it's deraisa and derabanan?
Well, isn't that one way of explaining?
He doesn't say deraisa, he just says
I know. I'm leaving it purposely vague, because we're about to give two different explanations. All we know from the Rashba is that kavod habrios is a greater value than mitzvos derabanan. Right? And that's the general approach number one, that the reason why... Right, that the Isurim Derabanan are nitche is because they're a lesser value than kavod habrios. But we now have to understand, and we're going to present... Oh, yeah, sorry.
The simple way to say gedol is not bigger than, it's just big. Do that also in Gvaran Megillah. All the places is gedol kavod habrios, or afilu esugal, or afilu...
You're right. I mean, you could just say, oh, yeah, this is great, but when we're trying to justify why... One value is doche another value, and you say, yeah, it's because the first value, first din is gadol. It sounds like you're saying that's more gadol than the other one.
Unnecessary. You don't have to say that.
The mashmaut, right? The mashmaus of it sounds like that gadol kavod habrios. Remember, the line is gadol kavod habrios shedoche lo sa'aseh derabanan.
Yeah. So
right. How great is the value of kavod habrios that it's doche, the lav of the right.
Why would it push it off if it's the same?
So again, there are other explanations. We get an idea in terms of the Rabbanim being mochel on their kavod. But all I'm saying is it doesn't sound like that from the Rashba. When the Rashba says, oh yeah, the reason why Kavod HaBrios beats out the Rabbanans is because, yeah, Kavod HaBrios is gadol, it sounds like it's because, yeah, that's a higher value. Not because, oh, the Rabbanim were mochel on their kavod, and they made like a tenai that the mitzvahs of Rabbanan don't apply b'chiyai gavna. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds, and that's approach number two, it's custom tomorrow night. It sounds like, yeah, Kavod HaBrios. Exactly, it sounds like
the Rashba says just Negoneh.
I said he more than okay, good. But the Gemara also has a different line, which says, "Umishim kvodo shauru Rabbana." So I think it's important which line the Rashba, there are two lines in the Gemara. There's a line which says, "Gadol Kavod HaBrios shedoche Rabbana." There's another line which says, "Mishum kvodo shauru Rabbana." Each of these lines.
That's the opposite.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm saying that there are two lines in the Gemara, and it sounds like they're different ideas. The question is, which idea is a particular Rishon going to quote? He's going to quote the one they seem to agree with more. So I'm saying, I think it's telling, I think it's indicative, that the Rashba quotes the line in the Braisa, which sounds like the reason why Kavod HaBrios is Doche Derabanan is because Kavod HaBrios is a greater value. That's what it sounds like. But what I'd like to discuss now, which is within this first approach, that's about that the reason why Derabanans are Nitche is because they're a lesser value. So now the question is, why is it that Derabanans are a lesser value than Deoraisas and then Kavod HaBrios? What's the difference between Deoraisas and Derabanans such that Derabanans are on a lower level, are less Chamer? So again, what's the Binyamin? What do you think is a simple explanation? Why are Mitzvahs Derabanan on a lower level than Deoraisas? Okay, you. You said something very important. I'm not sure if you meant what you said. Say it again. Why are Derabanans on a lower level than Deoraisas? Bepashtut.
Because this is the Torah said. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe before.
Okay, and the Rabbanan and Mitzvahs Derabanan, who do they come from?
The question if Takanot or Moshe
Sinai. Okay, but Takanot. They come from who?
From
the Chachamim. Okay, good. You'll see, when you say the Lashon HaMefurash, you'll see why I'm holding off on that formulation for just a moment, because that's very important. So the simple explanation, again, right, I'll call it 1A, the simple explanation for why Mitzvahs Derabanan are less Chamor than Deoraisas is because Mitzvahs Derabanan are simply not Midoraisa. They come from the Chachamim, and therefore they don't have the stature of a mitzvah d'oraisa. They have the stature of a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So say again, the simple explanation for why mitzvahs d'rabbanan are on a lower level than Kavod HaBrios and then of other dinam, other mitzvahs d'oraisa, is simply because mitzvahs d'rabbanan are not min haTorah. And now, I'd like to bring some evidence which supports this idea. We're going to see this in Machlokes. Supports this assumption that mitzvahs d'rabbanan are just d'rabbanan, are not mi d'oraisa. So again, the first indication of this idea that a mitzvah d'rabbanan is not d'oraisa comes from one line in our Gemara. Nadav, what's the big line in our Gemara which seems to say that mitzvahs d'rabbanan are not mi d'oraisa?
Kol mili d'rabbanan. I don't know what it is inside, but it says, Kol mili d'rabbanan asnechinu lav de'lo tesra.
Exactly. So the first indication in the Lashon of our Gemara, which is, this Gemara is like a Shas Gemara for this topic of the status of Mitzvahs d'rabbanan, right? The line of the Gemara which says, Kol mili d'rabbanan asmichinu alav de'lo saser, the simple mashmaos of that line of the Gemara is that Mitzvahs d'rabbanan are only mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Oh, isn't there a law in the Torah which says lo sasur, which says you have to listen to the Rabbanan? No! That's not including, that doesn't include every mitzvah d'rabbanan. Mitzvah d'rabbanan come from the Chachamim, and the Chachamim are basically just made a smachta on the law of lo sasur, but mitzvahs d'rabbanan, the variety of takanos and gezeros, right, and siyagim that come from the Chachamim only have the status of a din d'rabbanan, are not considered part of the din d'oraisa of Lo Sasser. Yeah.
Why don't we quote the pasuk here of V'achita K'chol Hashem Yerucha?
Yeah, so in this context, Lo Sasser and Kasha Yerucha are one and the same. They're just the Aseh and Lo Sasser, the two sides of the same coin. Whenever we'll get to when the Ramban and the Rambam are talking about this Inyan of Lo Sasser, they mention both. The Aseh of Kasha Yerucha.
Why doesn't the
Gemara quote? Oh,
It seems like
Well, it's whenever you have a lav and an asay, you always have to ask what's the ikar and what's the secondary, like we had by the same lav as by brachos. So again, it seems like lo sasser is the ikar, and then the asay is coming to be mechazek it. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. So again, the first indication that mitzvahs derabanan are only the derabanan and lo sasser is just an asmachta is the line in our Gemara, again, which is quoted by many rishonim. This brings us to the most famous Rishon who adopts this position, that Mrs. Durabanan, right, Takanos, Yagim, Gzeros, are only Midrabanan. Which famous Rishon says this? The Ramban. So again, if you ever look at their source sheets, the Ramban, famous Ramban in the Hasagos to the Rambam, right, basically the Rambam in the beginning of his Sefer Mitzvos, mentions Shrashim, because it gives, sets out his Klolim, for which mitzvahs the Rambam decides to put in the 613, and which mitzvahs he decides not to. So in Shoresh Aleph, probably the most famous Shoresh, the Rambam discusses why he leaves out mitzvahs derabanan from the count of 613 mitzvahs. We'll get to the Rambam in a second. And the Ramban, like he generally does, has asagos on the Rambam. And in his asagos to the Rambam, the Ramban called Hasagos Ramban the Sefer HaMitzvos, spells out this shita that takanos and gezeros derabanan are only derabanan and are not part of the mitzvah de'oraisa of lo sasser. Again, in support of this first explanation, we call it approach 1a, that the reason why mitzvahs derabanan are less chamor is because they're only derabanan and they're not mina Torah. Akiva, would you mind reading the Ramban? And we're going to see he's going to quote our Gemara and Yotessim Abayis as one of his main rayos to this idea. Right, so what does that mean?
The rule is that everything that's from the Rabban is different than all the Dim from Dim de Raisa, that we should be Mikil and Dim de Rabban and not Dim de Raisa.
Exactly, this is one of his big themes, is that right, the fact that we see that mitzvahs de Rabbanan are more Mikil, like in terms of halachos and stuff like Lekula, things like that, than mitzvahs de Raisa, it shows that, oh, mitzvahs de Rabbanan must not be de Raisa. He's about to explain.
So if it was true that anyone who was over a mitzvah derabanan was also going or being over an issur d'oraisa and you should be machmir also by them. And there shouldn't be all these kulos by mitzvahs derabanan. Right.
There shouldn't be any difference between mitzvahs derabanan and mitzvahs deraisa. Whatever chumras you have by mitzvahs deraisa, such as sabik deraisa the chumra, should carry over to derabanans if every derabanan, in fact, is deraisa. Now he's going to bring the raya from our Gemara, Brachos Yutas.
So we see that
it says the Lashon of Gemara implies that what? That
Mrs.
He's right, right. It's just an asmachta on Lo Sasser. Not that every Drabanan is actually included in the lav of Lo Sasser. Shein, and it's very important. Now the question of the Ramban is good, but there is a lav in the Torah called Lo Sasser, which says you have to listen to the Chachamim. So then, what is that lav talking about, right? If Gezeros, Takanos, Derabanan are not in there, so then what is in there? What is the law talking about? He's going to explain that right now.
So the only things that are included under the law of Lusasar are things that they said about in the explanation of something that's
Exactly, when the Chachamim applied the Yigimul Midos and then derived Halachos, so the Chachamim are the ones who explained what the halachos are, but because they come from the Torah, because they come from Yugim Omidos, that is the Arais, and that's part of Lo Sasser. Oh. Exactly. So even when the Chachamim are the ones who explain what the Torah means, since they're explaining what the Torah means, that's included in the Arais of Lo Sasser. Exactly. And also, you know, halachos Moshe Mishinai. Aval is the Okay, very important. That's a world famous Ramban in Shoresh Aleph in the Hasagos. Basically explains this idea that because mitzvahs derabanan of the takanos and the gezeros and the siyagim variety, because they're only derabanan, that would account, that would explain why, I mean, because these mitzvahs derabanan are only derabanan, are not midorais, right? So therefore, therefore they're on a lower level, and that explains why kavod avriyos would be docha them. Oh. But this explanation, right, this idea that, right, this justification that the reason why kavod avriyos is doche mitzvahs derabanan is because mitzvahs derabanan are simply not mitzvahs derabanan, right? That only works for the approach of the Ramban, which says that mitzvahs derabanan are only mitzvahs derabanan and do not have the status of mitzvah araisa. But the problem is that's not going to work for all shittos, because we know that there are certain prominent rishonim who argue in this assumption, who say that no, every mitzvah derabanan, whether it be a gezerah, siyag, takana, all mitzvahs derabanan have the status of, no, de'oraisa. They're all part of los aser. And according to these rishonim, we'll see in a second, we're going to have to ask the question, wait a second. If every mitzvah derabanan is mi de'oraisa, so then why would kavod avriyos be docha a mitzvah derabanan? If every mitzvah derabanan is d'oraisa, then just like kavod avriyos loses to a mitzvah d'oraisa, it should also lose to a mitzvah derabanan. But first, let's see, let's prove this idea that according to one prominent rishon, all mitzvahs derabanan are considered mitzvahs d'oraisa. Who is that prominent rishon? The Rambam. And we'll see, maybe next time, who said Rashi? Yoni? We'll see the Rashi also. It's less famous, but Rashi in our sugya seems to also hold of the Rambam. We're going to get back to that tomorrow night. But we're going to see right now the Rambam in many, many places. I only gave you a couple of them. But in many places, basically mentions this very mechudish idea that every mitzvah derabanan, every variety, even takanos, even siyagim, they all fall under the rubric, all under the category of los aser and have the status of d'oraisa. The first example is in Hilchos Mamrim. Anybody have Hilchos Mamrim here? Perek Aleph Halacha Beis? No? So I'll just read it. Hopefully you guys saw it inside. But here the Rambam says as follows. Right? Hilchos Mamrim, again, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. He says, Kol mi she'ina osek kohorasan. Anybody who doesn't listen to the rulings of the Chachamim, of the Beis Din HaGadol, over below Saseh, violates the law, Shenamar lo sasam kol adavar sheyagidu lecha yamin u'smol, right, violates the law, and then he also says violates the aseh. But we don't know yet from this Rambam, but what types of derabanans are really included in this law, right? The Ramban also holds this law, he just thinks it's limited to certain things. But how do we know that the Rambam is going to include everything? Because he continues. He says, ve'echad dvarim she'asa'um siyag l'torah. Included in this lav are items which the Rabbanan said just as a siyag l'torah. L'fima she'ashad tzricha, just that were needed for a certain time to create a boundary. Ve'hina gzeros v'atakanos v'aminhagos. Says the Rambam, even gzeros, even takanos, even siyagim, they're all part of the lav of los aser. Clear from the Rambam, again in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, that every type of derabanan, anything that comes out of the Chacham's mouth, has the status, is included within Lo Sasser. Another place where the Rambam says this, I didn't have you see this, is a little known. The Rambam has a Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. So in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, the Rambam famously, you know, quotes, basically, like, you know, cites the Shalshalas, you know, Hamasora, the different Rabbanim of the different generations. And after mentioning the Chachmei Hamasora, he basically says this idea, that whatever these Chachmei HaMesora say have the status of Lo Sasser. This is the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah. If you want Dibra Maskel, Gam Yispire. So if you just want to know, it's the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, Dibra Maskel, Gam Yispire. He says the following. Gam Yispire, ma'am, that Dvarim Shegazru Chachamim Unevim Shebechol Dor V'Dor, whatever the Chachamim and the Nevim are gozer, Lasso Siyag L'Torah, even if it's just a Siyag, K'moshe Shamu M'moshe B'Ferish, just like they were given permission to make siyagim, because it says shenemar, it says in pasuk, u'shmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeret l'shmarti, right? We make a drasha that because the Torah says shmartem es mishmarti, you should make safeguards. That's the source for the chachamim's ability to make siyagim. V'chein yispar mehem haminhagos v'atakanos sheskinu u'shenagu b'chol davador, and includes any minag and any takana, k'mo sheroo beizin shall also adore, any takana that the beizin of any generation makes, v'sha'asur l'asur mehem, all of these things, it's asur not to listen, shenemar lo sasur min adavar shenagidu l'chayim min hazor. So again, the Rambam, again, Lishitaso, includes every type of din derabanan within the rubric of Lo Sasser. Yeah.
What's the makor for the Rabbanan's power to make siyagim? Is it Mishmartan as Mishmarti, or is it Lo Tasur?
No. Lo Sasser just tells us, whatever they say, you have to listen to. But now the question is, so what do they have the right to say? So maybe you've had a habim, you know? Maybe they only have the right to interpret the Torah, to interpret psukim, to apply the yigal midos. How do we know that they also have the ability to make siyagim? That's coming from the pasuk of shmartim as mishmarti. What? Takana and siyagim. I mean takanas are generally assumed. What do you mean by a takana? I guess.
Yeah, supposed to zir against up to so on or is as a siyag of Torah.
Okay.
It's like a.
Well, it's what?
Okay.
Interesting. So, yeah, that shouldn't fall under Mishmaros Hashmarti. I hear. Interesting. I'm not sure. That's a good question. It's clear that it's included in Lo Sasser, but you're asking where do they have the right to do that? That I'm not sure. Because you're saying you could argue that Mishmarti is limited to Siyagim, which actually protect. Unless you say that Zecher LeMikdash in its own way is a way of protecting so that people remember the Mikdash and those mitzvahs associated with it. But that's a good question. I'm not sure.
You say that also.
Mishmol is also
like save, like keep it.
So you're saying
that's like I'm remembering like what I'm keeping it. Like.
Okay, interesting. Okay, similar.
So mishmeret and mishmarti is above the chachamim. Again, the chachamim said something, so asu mishmeret to you, but also asu mishmeret to be careful.
Well, what am I doing?
Asu mishmeret and mishmarti.
That's talking to the chachamim.
No, he's saying maybe it's to. So the Rambam's saying not that.
Way. Yeah. It's the Gemara. I mean, also Mishmar Lishmarti is referring to the Chachamim, saying, Chachamim, you make a Mishmaris around my Mishmarti. That's the basic understanding. And also the most famous place that the Rambam says is in Sefer Mitzvos, Shorash Aleph. So this is what I had you see, and this is on the sheet. So again, just to give you a little context, it's a long piece. But the context that the Rambam here in Shorash Aleph is coming to reject, anybody know? The Bahag. Right, the Bahag lists, as part of his Minyan HaMitzvos, he lists the mitzvahs derabanan of Nikra Megillah and Neros Chanukah. Right, the Bahag puts in his list of 613 Nikra Megillah and Neros Chanukah. So the Rambam comes along, it's ironic, the Rambam who plays up derabanans still comes along and says, Bahag, Shorash Aleph is that no mitzvahs derabanan make the cut. No mitzvahs derabanan are part of the 613 mitzvahs. And then the Rambam, in saying this, says, and if you're going to tell me the reason why, right, the mitzvahs derabanan belong in the minyan mitzvahs is because every mitzvah derabanan is part of Lo Sasser, right? The Rambam says, l'shitasi, I'm the one who holds that every mitzvah derabanan is part of Lo Sasser. So maybe that's the justification for putting Mikra Megillah and Neros Chanukah in the minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam says, but if that were the case, then every single mitzvah derabanan should be part of Minyan Mitzvahs, and obviously that wouldn't fit the count of 613. So the Rambam is saying, so basically, the only mitzvah which belongs in the Minyan Mitzvahs, relating to Derabanan, is the Lav Klali of Lo Sasser, and that's a reference to all mitzvahs Derabanan. But you're not going to count each and every mitzvah Derabanan independently in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. But just, it's very important, the way the Rambam formulates this, again, in ironically trying to explain why the mitzvahs derabanan of Mikra Megillah and Neros Chanukah should not belong in Tayag, that's where he has the formulation that really every single mitzvah derabanan is really d'oraisa. So here we have in Sefer Mitzvahs, Elimelech, would you mind on the sheet?
In kol ma she'amru chachamim ma'asoso, everything that the chachamim say to do, the kol ma she'ezhiru mimenu, anything that they warn, kevar tziva Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai, already Moshe commanded in Sinai, she'tzivanu l'chai chaimo, and you're commanded to fulfill it. V'hu amru, Rosh Perek Shoftim, Al Pia Torah She'yerucha, V'Meshpat Hashi Yamru Lecha Ta'aseh.
Right, that's the Aseh, right? That's the Shmo was saying before, the mitzvah Aseh, to listen to what the Chacham say, and then the Lav.
V'tarnu me'avor me'davar, mikol ma she'tiknu, o gaz, v'mar,
right, and then you have a lot of Lotus, and again, very Meduic, the Rambam Lishitaso says, Koma shetiknu or gazru, every gezeira, every takana, every siyag, everything is included in lo sasser. So here you have the Rambam, again in three different places, Hilchas Mamrim, the Akdama to Mishneh Torah, and the Sefer Mitzvah Shorash Aleph. In all these places the Rambam is presenting this very important yisod, that every mitzvah d'rabbanan is midaraisa. So now the kasha is, wait a second, so then if every mitzvah d'rabbanan is daraisa, so then how are we going to explain, right, this first approach to say that the reason why Kavod HaBrios is doche Yisurim D'Rabbanan, Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan, since Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan on our lower level. That while Kavod HaBrios doesn't beat out the higher level of Mitzvahs D'Oraisa, it beats out their lower level of Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. The question is, can you say that approach, number one, of saying that Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan on our lower level, if you hold like the Rambam, that every Mitzvah D'Rabbanan is even Midaraisa? Is it possible to say that? So what's the factor which would explain why even if you hold that every mitzvah d'rabbanan is d'oraisa, it's still, mitzvahs d'rabbanan are still on a lower level than mitzvahs d'oraisa. What's the factor?
Shari tshuva.
Yeah, what's the idea? Mifurash b'kra. And this is why I was a little hesitant with your original nisuach, your original formulation, mifurash b'kra, because that's the approach we're going to see right now. Very important, we'll call this approach 1B, right? Approach 1A, or an explanation, first explanation of 1A, was to say that the reason why mitzvahs d'rabbanan are at a lower level is because they're midrabbanan, they're not midaraisa. But now we're saying, for the Rambam, who holds that every mitzvah d'rabbanan is midaraisa, so explanation 1A is not going to work. So here you have, we'll call it explanation 1B. And that is that the reason why mitzvahs d'rabbanan are at a lower level, the mitzvahs d'oraisa, even though every mitzvah d'rabbanan is midaraisa, is because of this factor of eino mifurash bikra. This idea that even though every mitzvah d'rabbanan is midaraisa, the fact that it's not explicated, the fact that it's not stated explicitly in the Torah, gives it a lower level, makes it basically less chamor. And we'll see this in just a moment. Yeah.
We already explained why it's not, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Let you do it.
Yeah.
You still have the choice to...
Okay.
How is that different from the first approach? Just
1A
was that...
Okay, let's just one question at a time. Yeah.
We don't have that choice, but...
Yeah, so I was explaining this to Binyamin before. There are two lines in the Gemara. One line is from the Braisa, which says, Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shedoche Es Lo Sasesh. The Gemara ends up saying, Doche Es Lav D'Rabbana. That sounds like... No, it's just that Kavod HaBrios is a greater value than... D'Rabbanans. Then the other formulation of the Gemara is the idea of Mishum Kvodo Sharu Rabbanan. So what's interesting is that some Rishonim, also like the Rashba, quote right, the Lashon of the Braisa, which is about, no, it's about Kavod HaBrios being a greater value than mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. Others, like Rashi, quote the Lashon of the Gemara, which focus on the idea of like Vehimam or Vehimam Brut. Again, as I was discussing like in Seder with Nadav and Akiva, a lot of sugyot you have this, is where you have different indications from the Gemara, right? There's one line is mashma one way, another line is mashma another way. So different Rishonim are going to choose one of them and downplay the other one.
This is mashma.
No, they're both mashma, right?
No, this is Ba'u.
We'll get there. Well,
the one we need to.
One is driving.
Try to different.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is that Mishum Kvodu Sharu Rabbanan are basically just saying that basically because of the factor, right? The factor of Yoni, right? The factor of Kavod. I mean, the line of Mishum Kvodu Sharu Rabbanan can simply be saying because of the factor of Kavod HaBrios, the Rabbanan, meaning the mitzvah Rabbanan, doesn't apply.
But it's much harder to say that.
But again, Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shedoche Es Lo Sasesh.
You can never easily explain those words as saying as what the Chum chose to.
It's a good point. So what's driving? I think like the Rashba, and I think this first approach is right. If you say like Rashi that Mishum Kvod Dusha Rabbanan in the sense that the Rabbanan were the ones who were matir, it sounds like otherwise that the Rabbanan didn't do that. Really, the Rabbanan is greater than Kavod HaBrios.
What? Yeah.
But many Rishonim are bothered by that because they say Kavod HaBrios is d'oraisa, and
that's what we said yesterday.
Again, they're psukim, meis mitzvah, and a shavas. No, I think that's what's driving. I think that's what's driving many Rishonim to not say like Rashi.
Even though Rashi is like Gedol Kavod HaBrios is a very nice sentence that the door for the reward because Chachamim are letting it.
I think the mashma'ut, right? Though I think the implication of that line is just that it's greater. It doesn't sound like
you could explain it the other way, easier.
No, exactly, the easier.
Because the Rashba said it that okay, you don't get
it. And we'll see the Rambam right now. When you see the Rambam right now, he's not going to say this idea of like Rashi, hey mamru ve hey mamru. He's not going to say that. He's going to say this this idea of mefurish.
So again, one A is that.
Yeah. So one A is simply that the reason why. Why mitzvahs d'rabbanan are a lower level is because mitzvahs d'rabbanan are only vidrabbanan, are not min haTorah. Right, like the Ramban.
What's min haTorah that's not a Torah?
No. Right. One A basically says that mitzvahs d'rabbanan are only midrabbanan. They're not min haTorah. It's only an asmachta, and therefore, because they're not midaraisa, they're in a lower level. Right, like the Ramban. Every mitzvah d'rabbanan only has the stature of coming from the chachamim, isn't tied to lo sasser, and since it's only mid-d'rabbanan, so therefore it's on a lower level than to oraisas. 1B is saying that no, even if, like the Rambam, even if every mitzvah d'rabbanan is to oraisa, it's still on a lower level because einum furish b'kra. Even though every mitzvah d'rabbanan is part of lo sasser, is the status of bi d'oraisa, it's still on a lower level than regular d'oraisas, which are mefurish b'kra. And there's this very important idea that when a d'oraisa, which is mefurish b'kra, is more chamur than a d'oraisa, which is ain't a mefurish b'kra. It's a very important issue. We're going to develop that right now. But again, do you see the difference? 1A is that mitzvahs are up on a lower level because they're not mid'oraisa. 1B is saying, no, they're a lower level even though they're mid'oraisa because ain't a mefurish b'kra. Yeah.
How is Kavod HaBrios mefurish b'kra? So all it says is the Shalom Shalom, like, it doesn't clearly say Kavod HaBrios.
Again, so the mefurish b'kra versus the inner mefurish b'kra is really contrasting with mitzvahs d'oraisa. That in terms of that contrast. But anyways, the idea of a mace mitzvah is mefurish b'kra. So if you understand, like the Gemara Megillah, that's not what Mefurish B'kra means. Mefurish B'kra means that the mitzvah at hand is there. The Kavod HaBrios, that lashon, but that's not the focus. But if you think that the underlying svara of the mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah is Kavod HaBrios, so then since Meis Mitzvah is Mefurish B'kra, then Kavod HaBrios is an idea which is explicated in the Torah. The idea of Einam Mefurish B'kra is that the Torah never spelt out this idea.
Yeah.
No, but never told you the details. That's the point.
It's very marichin, but the Torah doesn't say it's the Torah. It says it.
No, but Meis Mitzvah.
Right. Zochemet Mitzvah, because the Torah said so.
But Meis Mitzvah is the Oraisa, is Mefurish B'kra, and Meis Mitzvah is a din in Kavod HaBrios.
Yeah, but just because the Torah said Mitzvah, we're doing it.
That's what
Mefurish B'kra is.
Yeah, the Torah.
Meis Mitzvah is Mefurish B'kra. And Meis Mitzvah is a din in Kavod HaBrios.
It doesn't tell us an old Kavod HaBrios.
It doesn't use the lashon of Kavod HaBrios, but that's not what Mefurish B'kra means.
Telling us.
I mean, by a Durabana being in a Mefurish B'kra, that there's no reference at all in the Torah. I mean, let's say, Neros Hanukkah. There is no reference at all to Neros Chanukah. Not just a lashon of Neros Chanukah. There's no reference at all in the Torah to Neros Chanukah. That's Einam Mefurish B'kra. Mefurish B'kra is whenever the Torah goes out of its way to discuss the mitzvah. Even if it doesn't use the terminology, the lashon of Kavod HaBrios, that doesn't matter.
We'll see Mefurish B'kra Kavod HaBrios.
Well, first of all, I didn't say that. I said Meis Mitzvah is Mefurish B'kra.
Saying it's the same like saying.
Well, it's, maybe you can say that. All the cases in the Gemara are gzirot. Vitalamtamim is a drasha, it's a higher level than a gzira. Also,
but you don't need that because once you have Meis Mitzvah, meaning Kavod HaBrios is clear for Meis Mitzvah, so you don't. What?
You also learn it from a drasha.
Okay.
That's a fair point.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Okay, so let's just. I just want to see this very important Rambam. Anyone have the Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim? So the Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim is the Rambam which basically discusses our entire sugya. And if you pay careful attention to the Rambam, right? When the Rambam is trying to explain why Kavod HaBrios is Doche and Issur D'Rabbanan, the Rambam should tell us, so can't say, yeah, oh yeah, Pashin, because Issur D'Rabbanan is a lower level, it's only with D'Rabbanan. The Rambam is going to be very clear and say it's about it not being Mefurish. So this is Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim, Perek Yud, Halacha Chavtas, and I'll read it right now. He says, Ein Kavod HaBrios Doche Isser lo tase hamifurish bitor. So again, when the Rambam mentions the dinim, right, the mitzvos that Kavod HaBrios loses to, he says it loses to mitzvos to Oraisa, which are mifurish bitorah. Again, adds that, doesn't just say lo tase she bitorah, it's lo tase hamifurish bitorah. What is he coming to exclude? This is Rabbanan. He's about to, later in that same halacha, he says, davar she isura midivrayan, when it comes to an Issur D'Rabbanan, hari hu nitche mipnei Kavod HaBrios b'chol makom, right? An Issur D'Rabbanan is going to be overridden by Kavod HaBrios. And he says, lishitaso, af al pi shekasa b'torah lo sasu min adavar, even though every mitzvah D'Rabbanan is part of lo sasur, hari lav ze, again, lishitaso, this lav, meaning this lav, this D'Rabbanan, which is the lav of Lo Sasser, still nitche mipnei Kavod HaBrios. It still loses out, going back to the beginning, because it's not nifurish b'tor. So the Rambam, very much l'shitaso, explains the reason why mitzvahs D'Rabbanan on our lower level, even though they're mida oraisa, is because they're not mifurish b'kra. A very important yisod, that when something is not mifurish b'kra, that gives it, oh, makes it a lower level. Is when the Torah decides not to mention something in the Torah explicitly, that is a siman, that's an indication, it's a siman, that it's on a, and it's on a lower level. And another, I was very excited when I saw this, another great mekor in the Rishonim for this idea, that when something is not mefurish b'kra, it's less chamor, is found where in Adav? What's the other Rishon that on the Shari Tshuva? So Daniel, would you mind reading this? The Shari Tshuva, and Gimel, I actually saw this, Agav, another sugya. I was, you know, learning. All right, so the Shara Chuma, this is perfect for the Kavod HaBrios. So yeah, this is a perfect formulation of this idea that even if Mitzvah D'Rabbanan is Midaraisa, the fact that it's not Mefurish B'Kra makes it on a lower level. Go for it. Sorry, this is a Shara Chuma and Perek Gimel. Halacha Dalad, we call it. I'm not exactly sure how. Exactly. Sorry, it's probably Shar Gimel.
So it's Yuchayv in a Torah to accept the Takanos of Nevi'im and Shoftim and to listen to the words of the Chacham. Shenemar lo sasar min hadavar asher yigidu l'cha yaminu smal.
So whose sheet is he adopting?
The Rambam.
Right, so he's clearly adopting the Rambam sheet that every Takano, every Gzera D'Rabbanan is included in the lav of lo sasar. But here now is the key.
It's more chamor than
still, even so, mitzvahs d'oraisa are still more chamor than mitzvahs d'rabbanan.
Because huzkar ikar hadavar b'sefer Torah zelokem mefurash, v'tiva Hashem yisbarach alav b'frat, because it's explicitly said in the Torah, and Hashem specifically mentioned it.
Right, so very important you saw that the Shari Tshuva spells out more. Right? The Rambam also says it, but the Rambam only says it in one word when he says Mefurash. But here the Shari Tshuva explicitly says it, even though Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan are Midoraisa, it's part of Lo Sasser, it's still on a lower level because it's not Mefurash B'Kra. In essence, answering, remember the Ramban's Kasha, right? What Akiva read before. Ramban basically said, how do you explain, right, if all D'Rabbanan is Doraisa, how do you explain the Chilukim? How do you explain why Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan are much more chumra than Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan? So Ramban says, oh, you're wrong, Rambam. It must be that Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan are not Midaraisa. Shari Tshuva is going to say, no. Even the Rambam, who thinks that Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan are Daraisa, will still explain why Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan are more Mako because of this factor of it not being explicit in the Torah. So again, one makor, right, other than the Rambam, for this idea of it not being Mefurish B'Kra is a simon for something being less Chamor is the Shari Tshuva. Another, also well-known shita, which has to do with Mefurish B'Kra, is in the sugya of Mutav. Sorry.
I'm not sure who says this, but Shaya brought it last year. There's a makor that says that Chachamim, when they made the Takanas, they were Matna al Divrehem, that Safek would do it.
Yeah, that's the other way to answer the question. The other way to answer the Ramban's Kasha of why is Safek D'Rabbanan Lakula, if all mitzvahs D'Rabbanan are Midaraisa, because no, it's like a Himaku. Basically, they made like an internal Tanai. Yeah, that's the other. think it might be Sheshmaitza. Biblical. What?
No, it's the Alzheimer's.
Yeah. So the other makor besides the Shari Tshuva for this very important idea of being something which is mefurish b'kra and having a higher level of something which is not mefurish b'kra is the sugya of mutav sheshogin v'altihu mizidin. Anybody see the rush? Anyone get to the rush in Beitza?
Yeah.
Right. So what's the? It's not on the sheet, but what's the Ellie? What's the idea of mutav sheshogin v'altihu mizidin? Are you familiar with the concept? Anybody? Anybody recognize the concept of, we say better, Mordechai, what's the idea of mutav sheshogin v'al tihyu mizidin?
We would rather that we don't tell them anything and let them violate the usur sheshogin than tell them that it's usur and they continue doing it.
It might be, exactly. So better for them to unknowingly violate an aver b'shogeg than for us to give them the tochacha and say, like, oh, by the way, what you're doing is wrong, and then there's going to be a chance that then now they're going to violate it, the Mezid. So the Sefer, right, the Iter, quoted by the Rush in Beitza, again, Parag Dalad in Beitza, and the Rush, Simon Beis. So again, the Rush in Beitza, Parag Dalad, Simon Beis, quotes the Iter, and the Ramah, I don't know how you see this, but the Ramah quotes this Lahalacha in Orachayim, Tav, Reish, Ches, Sif, Beis. So again, the Iter and the Rush in Beitza, Dalad Beis, and the Raman or Chaim Tuf Reish Ches Sif Beis both
too.
Say what?
Rambam also paskins.
What I'm about to say? It's Mefurish B'kra. Okay, could be. That'd be interesting. Which it also says that what? When does for what types of mitzvos does this klal of Mutav Sheshogin apply to? Only what?
Durabanans.
Only Durabanans and what else? And D'oraisas. Which are not mefurish b'kra, says the Iter and Paskim by the Ramah, like we're saying now, meaning a Doraisa which is explicitly in the Torah and a Doraisa which is not explicitly.
Right.
So, like the example in the Gemara is like Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim. These things which are even if they're derived from drashos, they're not mefurish. So the Iter, we'll stop after this. Basically, says this idea that mutav only applies to mitzvahs derabanan. And to mitzvahs d'oraisa, which are not mefurish b'kra. They learned that from Joshua's. But not when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is mefurish b'kra. When it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is mefurish b'kra, then you have to tell the person, you have to stop them. So the question is, what's the basis of this? Why is there a difference between mefurish b'kra and not mefurish b'kra? So different explanations, but the one that works, that aligns with what we're saying now, is the idea that being mefurish b'kra makes it more chama. And there's a very important idea, which says that if you see someone violating a mitzvah d'oraisa, which is mefurish b'kra, that is so chamur that you can't stand back and say nothing. You can't stand back and do nothing when you see someone violating a d'oraisa, which is mefurish b'kra. Even though you could stay silent when it's a din d'oraisa, which is not mefurish b'kra, but it comes to a din d'oraisa, which is mefurish b'kra, that's too chamur. You have to say something. That compels you to speak up. So this is another raya to this idea that whether a d'oraisa is mefurish b'kra or not mefurish b'kra, that establishes again a hierarchy within dinam d'oraisa, that a being mefurish b'kra is more chamor, and therefore the Iter on the Ramah Paskin says, once they're violating that chamor Iser d'oraisa because mefurish b'kra, you can't stay silent, but if it's not mefurish b'kra, then it's a lower level d'oraisa, and you can stay silent. So again, we'll stop here. Basically, the two explanations we've given, again, within approach number one, that the reason why Kavod Brios is docha derabbanan, because derabbanan's at a lower level. Two explanations, why are derabbanan's at a lower level? One A is that it's a lower level like derabban, because mitzvahs derabbanan are not midaraisa. They just have the koach of coming from the chachamim. And then one B is the idea is that no, even if like the Rambam, if they are midaraisa, they're part of los asur. The reason why they're in a lower level is because they're eino mefurish b'kra. We'll pick up this tomorrow night.